We continue on learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishem Chav Yaakov B'Pitchav Saliyo in Tmura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Nirin Eivarim Be'ubarim, V'lo Ubarim Be'Eivarim. Here the Mishnah says that if you have, let's say, limbs of a chulin animal, an unholy animal, and you have Ubarim, Ubar, a fetus of a Kodesh animal, so you have an animal that was designated as Hekdesh, and it's pregnant. So that Ubar is Kadosh. And then you have a limb of a behemah chulin. And a person says, you know, the regel of this behemah, of this chulin animal, should be a tamura of an exchange, a substitute for the ubar, for the fetus that's holy in the womb of this holy animal that I designated as hekdesh. So the halacha is that the regel, that leg of that chulin animal, does not take hold of kedusha at all. That's what the Mishnah means, ein nimirin evarim de'ubarim. And the reverse also, velo ubarim ve'evarim. If you have an ubar of a behemas chulin, you have an unholy animal that was not designated as hekdesh, regular animal, and it's pregnant. And be'evarim, and you have a limb of a kodesh animal, where you said, you know, this ubar, which is in the behemah, in the womb of a chulin animal, should be tamura, should be the exchange, the substitute of the regel, of the leg, of this holy animal that I designated as hekdesh. That ubar of the chulin animal does not become kadosh. And the Mishnah says, velo evarim ve'ubarim bishleimim, velo shleimim bahem. And let's say you have limbs and fetuses of a chulin animal, and you want to exchange those with, meaning one or the other, limbs of a chulin animal, or an uber of a chulin animal, a limb of an unholy animal, or a fetus of an unholy animal. And you want to exchange that with bishleimim. You have a full, complete animal of hekdesh, and you want now to transfer the kedusha from that full, complete hekdesh animal to the limb of a chulin animal, or an ubar, a fetus of a chulin animal. So the Mishnah says that doesn't work. Velo, it doesn't become holy. Velo shleimim bohen, or the reverse, nor will tamura take effect if you have a full, complete chulin animal, and you have, let's say, a holy animal that has a way you're exchanging the limb or the fetus of a holy animal for a complete chulin animal. That's what the Mishnah says, that none of this can take effect. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, mimirin evarim bishleimim. He believes that if a person says, the regel of this behema, of this chulin animal, should be tamura, should be the exchange, the substitute of this full, complete behemas kodesh, he believes that kedusha will take effect on the leg of that chulin animal, and when it does, now the kedusha will spread to the entire animal, and the whole animal will become tamura. But v'lo shleimim be'evarim. But Rabbi Yossi says, I agree with you, the Tanakhama, that the other way doesn't work, which means if you have a complete chulin animal and you now want to transfer the kedusha from the aver, from a limb of a behemas kodesh, of a holy animal, so it does, there's no power in one aver of a behemas kodesh to make tamura on the other animal. And Amar Rabbi Yossi, I'll explain to you why this is, why I disagree. The Tanakhama says it doesn't work either way. Shleimim with Ubarim and Evarim, or Evarim to Shleimim doesn't work in either direction. Whichever one is the holy animal, whichever one is the Chulin. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, I'll explain to you. Why do I hold that at least in one direction, where you have a full, complete Behemas Kodesh, and you want to transfer the Kedusha to the Regel, to the leg, to an Aver, to a limb of a chulin animal, that limb will take effect, will have kedusha take effect, and now spread to the other animal. I'll tell you why. V'halo b'mukdashin. Let's say you have a person who is a makdash behema as a korban, and ha'omer, if he says the following, ragla shel zu ola, the regel of this animal, this animal I want to make kodesh, I want to make holy, should be an ola, should be like a korban ola. The halacha is kula ola. The whole animal becomes ola based on what pasuk? It says, vin behema asher yakrivu mimenu karban lashem, kol asher yitain mimenu lashem yiyeh kodesh. learns Rabbi Yossi in a braisa, kol asher yitein mimenu l'Hashem. That means if you're makdish from an animal, one aver, like saying ragla shel zu ola, kol asher yitein yihyeh kodesh. Meaning the whole thing becomes kodesh. That includes everything, yihyeh kodesh, the whole thing becomes kodesh. So although you may be giving part of it, yihyeh kodesh tells you that it includes that the whole thing becomes ola. So he says if that's true when it comes to making an animal in general, designating an animal as kodesh, the same thing should apply when it comes to mura. Af kishe yomar ragla shel zu tachazu, so too, if you have a regal of a behemah chulin, and you want the kedusha from a full behemah to transfer to the regal, it makes sense to say that tehei kula tamura tachteha, that the regal, that leg, that aver, that limb of the unholy of the chulin animal will now seize, take hold of the kedusha for the tamura from the other animal, from the complete animal, and then the kedusha will spread to the rest of the animal. So, according to the Tanakhama, though, it sounds like that this is not true. It would never work in either direction when you have a shalem, a complete animal, to the aver, to a limb of another animal, or vice versa. What's the reason why we hold in general, let's say even Rabbi Yossi agrees that in one direction it doesn't go, that you can't, that we assume that Avarim limbs, Ubarim cannot take hold, be tofes Tamura. So the answer is the Torah always speaks about a behema. Tamura, every pasuk, hemir behema, behema, an animal. A behema means a full animal, complete animal. There is some discussion, a fetus, according to one opinion, the Gemara Nechulin addresses this issue on Daf Samach Tes, that a fetus, according to some, is not considered an animal. Others claim that it is. So if that would be true, then how do you explain that if an ubar, a fetus, is included in behema, so then I understand the halacha would apply to an aver, to a limb. But why would this halacha apply to an ubar? An ubar is like a shalim. So the one of the answers is that the Mishnah here must be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. We'll learn later on in Mishnah of other, Rabbi Shimon compares tamura to master behema. And when it comes to master behema, the fetuses do not apply, are not subject to Masa Behema. So if that would be true, if we make a comparison between the laws of Masa Behema to Tamura, so then we understand if fetuses are not included in Masa Behema, they won't be included in Tamura either. But the one other point is that although the Tanakhama seems to disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they hold that it doesn't in either direction. You can't even, Rabbi Yossi, who says, no, if you have a complete Kodesh animal, you can transfer the Kedusha, it will take effect, there'll be Tamura on a leg of a Chulin animal, and then it spreads to the rest of the animal. Tanakhama says, no, I don't use the Pasuk, Yihyeh Kodesh, Kol Asher Yitein Mimenu L'Hashem Yihyeh Kodesh, to teach me that in fact it can take hold in the whole animal. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Asher Yitein Mimenu L'Hashem Yihyeh Kodesh. What's Mimenu, Mimenu L'Hashem? Part of it is Tashem, V'lo Kulo L'Hashem. What does that mean for our purposes? So remember, that pasuk was not referring to Tamura specifically. Rabbi Yossi's halacha was based on the fact that when it comes to a general animal, I want to have an animal, a chulin animal, I want to make it holy, I want to bring this a carbon, and I say, okay, the leg of this animal is kadosh. What did he say? The whole animal becomes kadosh. Well, he says, if that's true when it comes to making a carbon, the same thing should be when it comes to Tamura, that I can transfer kedusha to an animal, to its leg, and then it spreads to the rest of the animal. Tanakhama doesn't agree with that. Tanakhama holds that if a person says the regal of this animal should be an ola, the whole animal does not become an ola. Why? Because mimenu l'Hashem v'lo kula l'Hashem. Yeah, maybe that leg is holy, but does not spread to the entire animal. What would that mean then anyway? I can't bring that as a carbon. So the Tanakhama therefore would not, has no reason to apply any halacha to Tamura, because the aver doesn't have significance, the limb by itself. However, the Gemara says that even according to the Tanakhama, there is a time, there is a situation where if a person says that this part of this animal is, not the whole animal, is going to be an ola, the whole animal becomes an ola, even according to the Tanakhama. What's that? That's where someone is makdish, an aver shahanashama tuluyabo. For example, we speak about the heart, we speak about the liver, the head. Certain parts of the animal are considered that hanashama tuluyabo, the life of the animal is dependent on that limb, or maybe more than a limb, I mean, an organ or a part of the body, then we say if you makdish that, this is an ola, then the whole thing becomes an ola. So that would mean that if you apply that to tamura, that would mean that according to the Tana Kama, we would then say that if you have a complete holy animal, and then which you are makdish, and now you want to transfer the kedusha to a chulin animal, and you say the liver of this animal should become kadosh and transfer, then that whole animal will become kadosh because that's an aver shahaneshama teluyavo. It's a limb, literally, that the soul of it, the life of it, is dependent on it. But if it's an aver, as most limbs are, she'en hanasham tuluya bahem, which if they're not there, so the animal can still live, so then that would not, there would be no tamura in such a case. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein hameduma midamea el lefi cheshbon. So we're going to see that eventually we're going to speak about lo tamura oset tamura. That's going to be in the next Mishnah. So once we say that, one tamura can't make another tamura, and we'll see what that means in the following Mishnah. But based on that, we have several halachos that sound the same. Ain't this except this, ain't this and ain't that. So the first halacha here is unrelated, and several of them, this Mishnah, the beginning of the next Mishnah, not related to tamura at all. The first halacha here says, ain't hameduma midameya elu lefi cheshbon. First thing we have to do is define what meduma is. So meduma dimua means mixture, and it specifically refers to where you have truma, not tamura, truma, which is the 2% that's supposed to go to the kohen, which if a non-kohen, a zar, eats that or drinks, if it's wine, let's say, is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, we take that very seriously, and then you have a mixture where truma that's supposed to go to a kohen gets mixed up with chulin. And normally, truma is batel 1 in 100, not 1 in 60, but 1 in 100. But here it's not batel, it's a mixture, let's say it's 1 in 50, 1 in 60, 1 in 70. And now you have a whole mixture, let's say, you have wine in a barrel, and truma that was supposed to the Kohen got mixed into the rest of the chulin, and it's not batel 1 in 100. So now that mixture is called meduma. It's a mixture. It's a mixture, but a mixture that's aser. So here the Mishnah says, Ein hameduma midamea lefi cheshbon. Okay, so what does that mean? We're speaking about meduma, so it means like this. A certain amount of truma fell into chulin, and it's not batel. There's too much truma in there. Now, part of that mixture, which is we call meduma, some of that wine, let's say, falls into another barrel of chulin. So we learned there's a concept of chaticha nasis nevelu. We may remember that concept. That's where you could have a situation where you have some milk falls onto a piece of meat and it's not batel. And now that mixed piece of meat is in a full mixture. So there are times where we consider that whole piece of meat basa b'chalav. And we now have to assume that I would need 60 times that whole piece of meat. Not 60 times the little bit of milk that's in that meat. That meat became like the mela, became like completely osir. So maybe I should say the same thing here. That meduma, that first mixture that had didn't have 1 in 100, so the truma was not batel. Now some of that falls into another mixture. Should I assume that the wine that falls into the new mixture, all that wine is osir, came from the meduma? So the Mishnah says no. You can take into account, just do the calculation, do the math. What percentage of truma was in that first mixture? And now you can assume that now that the liquid from that old mixture, which was usher, fell into the new mixture. You don't have to assume that everything that fell in is usher and all has the status of truma just because it wasn't nullified in the first mixture. Take into account how much truma was in that first mixture, what percentage was truma. Now see how much chulin it actually fell into, and maybe it'll be batel now. That's what it means. Ein hameduma midamea el lefi cheshbon. Take into account the calculation of how much truma there was. You don't have to assume that whole first mixture has the status of a davar ha'asr, and everything that falls into the new mixture from the old mixture is called truma. No. What percentage is truma? And take that into account when you're making your new calculation. Then the Mishnah says, Ein ha'mechumatz mechametz elo lefi cheshbon. Another halacha. Here you have a dough of chulin, which became chametz because a piece of sourdough of truma, turn it into, caused it to ferment, a sourdough, that's what sourdough does, and it caused this whole isa, this whole dough of chulin, to become now usur to a non-kohen, to zarim. And it's not batel one in 100. And the Mishnah is telling us, okay, good. Now a little bit of that dough, which we know is truma dough now, because it was not batel. A little bit of that fell into another dough of chulin. So how much do I have to assume that the whole piece of the first dough that fell in is usur, has the status of truma? No. What's the cheshbon of truma? Think about how much there was of the sourdough in the first mixture, which prohibited the first mixture. And whatever percentage of truma there was, that's the amount of truma I have to think about in my new mixture. I don't have to assume that the whole piece of dough from the first mixture has the status of truma and prohibits the next mixture that it falls into. Then the Mishnah says, Ein hamayim hasheuvin post limes hamikvah el lefi cheshbon. Another halacha, this is regarding a mikvah. So the halacha is that a mikvah means a minimum of 40 sa'a. 40 sa'a of mayim that are not she'uvin. Mayim she'uvin, literally drawn water, is water that's been in a kli, in a vessel, that is not permitted for a mikvah. A mikvah needs 40 sa'a of mayim she'enam she'uvin. In fact, once a mikvah has 40 sa' of mayim she'enam she'uvim, of kosher or rainwater, whatever it is, then you want to pour in tap water, that's fine. You can pour in as much tap water as you like. But the first 40 sa' must be mayim she'enam she'uvim. How much water of mayim she'uvim, a drawn water, water that's been in a kli, in a vessel, will invalidate the mikvah before it hits 40 sa'? Three log of mayim she'uvim will passel the mikvah. That is the general rule. So what's the Mishnah telling us over here? So the Mishnah is saying like this, that the three log of mayim she'uvim, of drawn water, water that's been in a kli, which will disqualify a mikvah that's chaser, that has yet to have 40 sa', that's only true if the water that fell into the mikvah fell in from three vessels or less than three vessels. One vessel, two vessels, three vessels, but not more than that. So the Mishnah says, what does it mean? Ein ha-mayim ha-she'uvin post-limes ha-mikvah. Mayim she'uvin, drawn water, water that's been in vessels, will not disqualify a mikvah that has yet to be 40 sa'. Elo lefi cheshbon, it's all based on the calculation of the kelim. If three lug of mayim shuvin fell from two or three kelim, they can join together to disqualify the mikvah. But if the three lug of mayim shuvin fell into the mikvah before it hit 40 sa' from four kelim or more, they don't disqualify they do not disqualify the mikvah. We happen not to rule that way, but that's what the Mishnah tells us. There is another explanation in the Gemara for what the Mishnah means, and the case is as follows. What does it mean? Mayim she'uvin don't disqualify a mikvah except according to the cheshbon, according to the calculation. We're speaking about a mikvah that has 21 sa'ah of kosher water, mayim she'enam she'uvim, rainwater. So the halacha is that we can complete the 40 sa'ah, the next 19 sa'ah, from mayim she'uvim. Now, why is that allowed? I thought three lug will disqualify the mikvah. The answer is I'm doing what's called hamshacha. Hamshacha means to have the water flow. What does that mean? So when the next 19 sa'ah, you can pour from a kli, from a pail. That's clearly mayim she'uvin. Forget 19 sa'ah. Even three lug, a lot less than 19 sa'ah, will already pass on the mikvah. But here, you're not pouring it straight from the pail, from the kalim, from the bowls, whatever pots, into the mikvah, but rather what you're doing is, of course, that would three lug would ruin that. But you're doing derech hamshacha. What you're doing is you made a little ditch in the ground, a little bit close to the mikvah. You pour from the pot, from the kalin, into that little hole, and then now the water flows through the ditch into the mikvah. That's what's called derech hamshacha. If you do that, where it's not coming into the mikvah directly from the kli, then the mayim she'uvin will not passel the mikvah as long as you had a majority, 21 sa'a, of mayim she'enam she'uvin. Then mayim she'uvin, drawn water, is fine as long as it flows into the mikvah through hamshacha. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Ein ha-mayim ha-she'uvin poslemis ha-mikvah ela lefi cheshbon. What does it mean, lefi cheshbon? It all depends on the cheshbon, the calculation of the kosher water that's in the mikvah. What does that mean? What's the calculation? If I have 21 sa'a of kosher water, then I'm okay. But if I have 20 sa'a, let's say, or less of kosher water, and now the mayim she'uvin, even derech hamshacha, even through the flow, not directly from the pails, not directly from the kelim, come into the mikvah, but they now make up the majority of the mikvah, that's lefi cheshbon, that's going to be a problem.